You're tuned to Saxophone La Nuit on the CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. And today we've got a live show. We're in the studio and I'm here with AKA Sublime, and you're going to perform your recent release on Bandcamp. It's called Debris Mixtape. And if you tuned in at 1 p.m. today, I played a little interview and a preview of some of the tracks. So here we are, live in the studio. Do you want to talk a bit about the mixtape before we get into it? Or, yeah, you want to say a few things?
Hi, everyone. This is AKA Sublime. Thank you so much. If you're tuning in this late, it is currently 11:10 p.m. February 27th, 2024. So it's mad late. I can hear myself. I'm good. Thank you. Yeah. I just wanted to say thank you so much to everyone who has been supporting my art, my music, the mixtape, other stuff that I've worked on. It really means a lot to me. Thank you to the people who are always coming to the shows and telling me what they like. I really appreciate it a lot. And thank you to the people that are just always opening doors for me, and giving me opportunities to be in spaces that often I feel like I don't get invited to very often. Thank you so much to CRTR Radio for always supporting me, for always putting me on the charts, and thank you for having me on your radio show. It really means a lot. But yeah, if you haven't heard or if you don't know who I am, my name is AKA Sublime. I'm a music producer, DJ, multidisciplinary artist based here in Vancouver. I recently released a mixtape called Debris, and it can be heard on Bandcamp only. And there's some tracks for free on SoundCloud, but it's mostly going to be on Bandcamp. So definitely, if you haven't heard it, I would definitely suggest getting into it. I'm really happy with it. A lot of people seem to be really happy with it also. So yeah, and I have lots of other music out before this project. I have 3 other projects that you could check out as well. I have a few other projects coming. We're doing acts. So yeah, Debris is a part of a 3-act project called Welcome to Planet Iris. And yeah, I'm really excited. Beyond excited to share Act 2 and Act 3. But yeah, I just wanted to say thank you so much to everyone who's just always supporting and showing love. Like, it really means a lot, because I know that there's so many artists and so many people in the world. And so when people take time out of their day to listen to what I create, it just really, really means a lot to me. So I just wanted to show my love and appreciation. And yeah, I look so forward to this show. And I have another show happening on the 29th after this. So definitely, if you missed tonight, you should check that out. But yeah, that's all I feel like I got to say. And definitely want to say free Palestine, and you know, free Congo and Haiti and Sudan and every other place that's experiencing genocide. You know, like, living in the West, it's like we're so privileged, and there's so many people out there in those countries who are also artists, who are also musicians, who have the right to be making art and talking about it on the radio like I'm doing right now, and they don't have the privilege. So you know, like, if you're hearing this wherever you are, like, it's really, these times have been so hard and trying, and I think something that's really helped me is just praying, you know, like, and like finding a power greater than myself and praying for these people that are experiencing all of these things, and sharing, showing up to actions when I can, having conversations about it, sharing GoFundMes. So I definitely encourage you all to do the same, because yeah, it's crazy what's happening out here. And I hope that you are all taking care of yourselves, and you're surrounded by like love and good energy amidst all the madness that is the world currently. But yeah, yeah. I feel like I talked a ton, so. Oh, it's still. You're not on the air, babes. Do you want the SM58 back? No, here, have it.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in, y'all. If you're tuned in, I'm really excited to have you here in studio. This is the first live show/artist feature on Saxophone La Nuit. So, yeah, do it up.
Awesome. Thank you. Okay, so I'll now be performing my new mixtape, Debris. And yeah, enjoy. Thank you so much for tuning in. Again, I am AKA Sublime.
But you don't wanna make your promises.
Taking me for granted, thinking that I'll always stay.
You should go and ask about me, no, I never stay.
Now you can say you love me, but I know
you've been talking shit. If you call me, I'll pretend like I'm not home. If you call me, I'll pretend like I'm not home. After all that you said at your place, why do you play in my face? When we aren't even in the same place, 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 even in the same place. Shouldn't have stayed. That's all of the times I watch you walk away. I told my friends that it's complicated. You used to sleep right next to me. Your reciprocation wasn't guaranteed. I could feel you switching up your energy. Now we barely speak. You used to be a fan of me. Now I'm making songs about you. How do you feel? I faced what I'm afraid of. I know that we changed love. I face what I'm afraid of. That's all the years that passed us by. I'm still the same, you can't get sober. All the fights that we had still hurt so much, I can't believe it's over. But I can't stay. We can't take back the things that we say. All these years I'm still in my head. And on this flight to my new life. 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 Oh, the years have passed us by. I'm still the same, you can't get sober. All the fights that we had still hurt so much, I can't believe it's over.
I know that we changed, but a face but I won't pay.
Face what I'm afraid of. I know that we change love. I face what I'm afraid of.
Anyways, yeah, like, let me know.
Let me know. Like, there's also something else I want to talk to you about. But...
I'd appreciate it.
And it will tell.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I like I summed up how I feel, yeah, and like I want to talk about that if you have space for that.
I don't want to live that way. Reading into every word you say. You said that you could let it go, and I wouldn't catch you hung up on somebody that you used to know. No, I don't want to live that way. Reading into every word you say. That you could let it go, and I wouldn't catch you hung up on somebody that you used to know.
No regrets, we took space. You laughed or I laughed.
Yeah, let me know if you're free for a phone call.
Repetition and broken promises. You laughed or I laughed. Time has changed us, and it will tell.
Sorry if these are awkward.
Who is on my side?
I don't know.
You did enough to cut me off, make out like it never happened, and that we were nothing. And I don't even need your love. You treat me like a stranger, and I feel so. Collect more records and then change my number. Guess that I don't need that though. Now you're just somebody that I used to know.
But also, anyways, I don't want to overthink.
Now you're just somebody that I used to know.
I'd love to talk to you. Have a nice week.
Hi, baby. I hope you have a good dinner. And yeah, I would love to see the photos. I'm happy to hear camping was good. I'm sorry to hear that there's issues with the Airbnb. I would love to hear the story. And yeah, send me the photos. And send me that photo of me with the sunglasses. Because I know you have more photos of me. But it's not urgent, none of this is. Trying to find time is hard, so enjoy your trip. And yeah, you know, if you want to call me, but also if you can't, it's okay. Call me when you get to Vancouver. I can't wait to hear more about your trip. I miss you so much. It's so nice to hear your voice. And, yeah, I'll talk to you soon. I wish you were here right now. I'm like smiling so hard. I hate it. I miss you, and I'll see you soon. Or talk to you soon. Hopefully see you soon, but anyways. bye. Have a good night. I'm going to bed. Bye.
Pain. My lover's miles away.
Look at you, look at me. I was a side piece, now I'm the fantasy. You counting money, running for flights. You've been talking shit about me, bitch, get a life. That's $500 for a show. I might raise my price tonight.
Listening to Saxophone La Nuit on the CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. And you are listening to AKA Sublime live in the studio tonight. First live show on Saxophone La Nuit. And right now you're hearing a mixtape. It's out on Bandcamp right now. You can check it out. Debris mixtape. And yeah, I thought we could maybe talk a little bit about some of the tracks on this mixtape. We already did on the 1 p.m. show, so if you tuned in at 1 p.m., you can hear cuts of a little interview we did and some of the tracks on there. But tell me about the tracks that you've performed so far.
What do you want to know?
So, when you wrote the songs, did you write them, like, recently, or has it been, like, a couple years long process making the album?
So the tracks, basically, it's kind of both. I feel like I've been working on this mixtape for 2 years, and it didn't intend to take that long, but it did. And it was really nice to just, like, take my time with everything. But, yeah, like, I feel like it was over the course of, like, 2 years. But I feel like I also, like, this project really is a lot of unfinished tracks. Like, a lot of the lyricism is from songs that are, like, 4 to 5 years old. So it goes way back. And I feel like I'm so sentimental, especially when it comes to, like, my writing and my experiences. And through this project, if you hear, you really, it's kind of like a breakup album in a sense with, like, myself, with, like, you know, other people as well. And so you kind of get, you go through this journey of, like, hearing me go through, like, letting something go and, like, the yearning and the longing. And, you know, the project ends with the track Goodbye, which I wrote a week before I released. So really it's been like, there's been so much, like, the time frame was kind of like, I think with this, what was so cool about it is, like, I kind of gave myself, like, no, like, there's, like, a window period, you know? It was just kind of like, let's make something, and I don't care if it takes 5 years or 3 years. And this project really taught me how to just have, like, patience, like, have, like, patience, and also, like, love what you do, because, like, I'm such a perfectionist, and with this, I really had to let go and, like, throw that out the window and have fun.
Dang, yeah. I feel like perfectionism gets in the way for a lot of people when it comes to writing music. But a different question. I've already had someone ask about somebody that I used to know. Tell me about that track. And, yeah, was that, did you specifically, have you always been, like, wanting to quote those lyrics, or was it kind of just on a whim, or I don't know, tell me about that track.
Yeah, of course. It mashed the beat, actually. Like, when I first made the beat, I remember I was, like, humming to the track, and I was like, I don't know, I'm just silly like that. Like, I'll literally make something out of nothing. And so,
what kind of music did you listen to in, like, 2014, 2016, like, that era? Did you use Tumblr?
Of course I used Tumblr. Of course.
So far, people on my show have all had Tumblr blogs, and I think this is a standard I'm going to uphold to now on Saxophone La Nuit. But anyways, tell us about your taste in music at that time. Tell us about your Tumblr era.
I feel like, what was I listening to at 15, 16? Oh, God. A lot of, like, do you know, like, Cage the Elephant? Yeah. So a lot of that, I had this playlist called Blue Boy, and it was just, like, a lot of, like, indie, like, very emo. I'm a Cancer, so it's, like, a lot of, like, emo, indie, like, sad ass music, and I would just listen to, like, Cage the Elephant, like, all these little white boys, like, were making all this, like, indie music. Definitely Lana Del Rey. Definitely, who else was I bumping at 16? But I also loved, like, old music, like, you know, and I loved, like, but it's, like, so embarrassing. I don't even want to go deep into my music taste at 16, 17. No, I could. I was also listening to, like, a lot of Tyler, the Creator. So it's, like, my taste was all over the place. But I feel like, yeah, like, definitely. Damn, now I'm, like, thinking about, like, 16. That feels like forever ago now. Damn. Yeah, that's, like, what I was listening to. And I was listening to, like, honestly, just also, like, what was on the radio. Because I feel like I was so young. But definitely, like, I was big on, like, the indie, like, emo-ass music. And, like, just being put on to, like, weird music. Like, I wish I could, like, I wish I could pull the playlist up right now. Because I would name the names. But I can't even remember any of the names. But, yeah, that's what I was listening to at 16.
Honestly, same kind of. I kind of miss the Lana Del Rey vibes, though. I didn't listen to her as much as I probably should have. What do you have coming up?
Like, like, for the show or in my life?
Actually, for your life, can you tell us about the, you have upcoming shows, right? You still have a few shows left for February, and then do you have any plans after that, or is it a secret? Just what your upcoming shows are.
No, you, like, you made it sound like you're trying to, like, know something about something. You could just literally ask me whatever you want. We're on air. You're not, but you could be. Yeah, you're doing great. I have one show left. It's on the 29th. I'm still waiting to hear about that. I have so far 2 shows confirmed for March. A third one that I just got messaged about today that I might take, but I think it overlaps with another show I'm doing. And then what else am I doing? I'm trying to find time to finish my poetry book, which is kind of connected to the mixtape, in a way, because what I talked about on the mixtape is kind of what I'm talking about in the poetry book. AKA Sublime merch on the way. I've been working on the merch. And then I'm also going to be doing some other, like, t-shirt work with some friends. And then, yeah, actually, a friend of mine who's a fashion designer, shout out to Gentle Heart of Silk. They're a hat maker from Montreal. They're currently in Vancouver, and we are going to be doing a project together, and we're also going to be doing a pop-up, potentially, if it lines up. So that's what my March is giving. And then, yeah, like, I think working on music, I'm really trying to, I wonder how much I want to say, because I don't want to shoot myself in the foot, but I'm doing a B-side for the mixtape, so kind of like songs that didn't make it or new songs that kind of match the vibe, because I thought it'd be cool before moving on to Act 2, and then Act 2 is in the works as well. I also have a few DJ mixes coming out, so stay tuned for all that good stuff. Yeah.
Okay, so you're you're not just based in Vancouver, right? You're based in Vancouver and Montreal. What is your experience DJing in Vancouver specifically?
My experience pertaining to what?
Just like DJing events and parties in Vancouver. What's the vibe? Because I do know you DJed for Music Waste After Party. I had a lot of fun at that event. But sometimes, and it's probably just me being introverted, but sometimes going out in Vancouver, sometimes I have a hard time enjoying the music, not gonna lie. But I'm an introverted person, but I just felt like that was a really great night. And yeah, do you like, when you're DJing, do you like feel the vibes of the audience? Or are you kind of like in your own headspace when you're DJing? Or is it like, do you play off the crowd? I don't know.
I think it really depends what it's for. And I think definitely to sum up, not sum up, Jesus, I can't talk. But I definitely hear you, and I'm sorry to hear that you've not had the greatest experience in terms of enjoying the music. I don't think it's your problem though. Like, I think it's you know, like, you should be able to go out and enjoy the music. But I think it's like, I hope like the vibe is good, but I feel like going out right now is like weird anywhere. Like, it's not just Vancouver. Because I feel like because of the recession, it's like a lot of people, like, we're all kind of like in this rush, in this hurry to just like do so much. And I feel like because of that, everyone and anyone's like DJing right now, which like I think is really cool and I think it's great. I think it's great to like do it and have fun. But I think, yeah, like, I'm like a serious music listener. So it's like, I feel like sometimes I do go out also and I'm like, damn, like, especially like when you become like a DJ, like I've been doing it for so many years now. It kind of ruins going out. Cause it's like, why am I noticing your like beat changes not lining up properly.
Dang. Okay. I don't notice that kind of stuff.
You know, so it's, but anyways, not to turn it about me, but like, wait, this is my interview. It is about me.
Actually, yeah.
Realizes it's about her. So yeah, like, I really feel you on that. But for me, I feel like my experience DJing here has been my experience DJing anywhere. It's definitely different, but all in all, it's the same. I'm really grateful for like the opportunities. I feel like I also have such a different perspective than I had previously, because before I was like, kind of like, why am I not in this space, or why is this not happening for me? And now I'm kind of in this place where I'm like, damn, like, my life is nice. Like, I actually don't have to be everywhere. I don't have to do everything. And like, obviously, you know, being like a Black queer person, it's important to have space, and it's important to have space created for me. And actually the conversation that like I've been having around that with like my Black femme friends especially is like, why is it always Black women having to like fend for the community? What about the rest of y'all? And also, what is this community that we talk about? So I feel like for me, like, in all my transparency, it's like, babes, like, I'm moving like Beyonce. Like, there's two Beyonces. There's Beyonce, the mom, the wife, and then there's Beyonce, the Beyonce. You know what I mean? So this is a job. This is a job. I definitely do care about people, and I do care about like the community, and like, I always do my best to support, but it's like, I don't really take a lot of things seriously. And I think as a performer, especially, that's what I really put forward before anything. It's like, I want to make sure that people are A, safe, B, having the best fucking time they've ever had coming to an AK Sublime show, or a show where I'm on the lineup. And I feel like, yeah, so I don't know. Once I was able to let all that stuff go of like, this is not happening, this person's being weird, the space is weird, all y'all are weird. And I was actually like, damn, I'm just here to look pretty and collect my bag and go home, maybe grab some food on the way home. Babes, the club is fun. The club is so fun. The club is clubbing.
True.
Because listen, if you're listening to this, like, you can't take these girls seriously. Just go out. Can I swear on this?
Yeah, it's 11.
Just go out, pop your pussy, like, have fun. Like, you know, like, I don't take this seriously because at the end of the day, like, I have my little life. I have wonderful friends. I just moved. I'm living in a nice house. Like, life is lit, you know? So it's like, it's still hard. And like, I think it's okay to try and find community in those spaces. But I really want to challenge, especially queer people, to find community in other spaces. Like, think about those passions, because I feel like it's also this thing that I've realized pertaining to my experience. It's like, especially these days, it's like, and I was talking about this with my friend, I'm like, I actually, like, I don't like showing my body and dressing up in like skimpy clothing anymore. Like, I just want to roll up to the club in like some sweatpants and a hoodie or like a tank and like shake my ass and go home. And it's like, I don't need to be seen, because I see myself every day and I'm seen by my loved ones. And like, that's okay for like the people who still need that. But within that experience, I hope that you feel so held and so loved within those spaces. And if you don't, explore others, because I had the same issue for so long, especially in Vancouver. Like, I feel like it's very isolating here, and I feel like people are not the easiest to get to know or create like be in community with in like a way that is actually fucking genuine. Because I feel like a lot of people out here love to talk about this, that, and the third, but when it comes to actually doing it and showing up, they have a harder time. And that's okay, you know what I mean? It doesn't mean that they're bad people. It just means that like people are raised differently and people have different life experiences. You see how I just went off on a tangent, but anyways, to sum it up, how all this connects is like, when I go to the club, it's like the reason why I'm able to play music, honestly. It's like, I played a show on Saturday and that was such a fun set.
It was Art Speak.
Yeah. That, and it was so beautiful to like look up and see so many like black femmes.
Yes.
Just dancing and like knowing all the songs and screaming. I was like, this is where, you know, so it's like, once I let go of yearning and longing for these spaces that don't even want my black ass, I am now actually in spaces and properly paid in spaces that like actually get what I'm trying to do. So I feel like I play better. But also, to answer your other question, when I play music, do I focus on the audience or do I just do my own thing? It really depends on the crowd, because when you book me, I usually ask, I'm like, what is this for? What are the vibes? Who's going to be there? What type of, like, what do you want me to do? You know what I mean? And then people tell me, and then based off of that, and then also, like, when I walk in the room, like, I'm a very, like, I feel everything. Like, I feel the energy. And a lot of shows, like, when I play, I actually, it's so funny watching myself play. Like, those, you know, those moments where you're able to, like, get out of your body and kind of watch yourself. It's like, it's hilarious, because like, I've had so many shows where it's like I'm playing and like I literally do not look up at the audience once. So it's like, I don't know how many people are in the room. I don't know if they're dancing or talking to themselves. I don't give a fuck. I'm here to play the craziest DJ set you've ever heard in your life. And whether you absorb that or you fucking talk during my show, that is you, my nigga. Like, I'm still going ape shit on stage. And what really warms my heart also is like the applause, like every show, and like the conversations that I have with people after shows, and just the way people have been receiving what I do has just been so beautiful and powerful. And I look forward to more.
I have a fan question.
Yeah.
First of all, they said thank you for playing Kalayla at ArtSpeak.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, okay. I kind of asked you this already, but any music you heard growing up that might play into your music creations? Okay.
Any music. We kind of talked about that, but. Yeah, I mean, but that was like edgy me.
Okay, yeah, that was like Tumblr.
Yeah. Definitely my favorite album of all time is The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill.
I've never even listened to that. What? Actually, I've heard some.
Okay, that's your homework.
I haven't like dedicated, yeah.
That's your homework.
I need to dedicate time to that.
That album like is everything and more. So I grew up on that. I grew up on Erykah Badu. Definitely. Let me see what other music. My mother, she would drive me around in her mom van. Me and my siblings, not just me. I was an only child. But when she would drive around, she'd play a lot of Congolese music.
Oh my gosh.
My family's Ugandan also, so a lot of those influences as well. Yeah. And they're not used in what I do now, but I think just growing up with music from so many different cultures and backgrounds, but then also growing up in Surrey, because a lot of people, also let me just set the record straight while we're here. I am not from Montreal, Quebec. I am so tired of all y'all new people. Listen, this is for new people. If you've just moved to Vancouver within the last 4 years, I am from here. I am not from Montreal. I don't like people knowing my business like that. As long as my check is cut, I will play my cell, grab it, I'll get in the car, I'll go home. But I do not want to hear another thing about how I was growing up in Quebec. Babes, no. I'm not Quebecois. I'm from here. I grew up in Surrey. Go to Surrey, ask about me.
Actually, don't do that.
Oh. But growing up in Surrey also, it's like I grew up around a lot of like Indian people and like experiencing music from their culture, even though a lot of them were hella anti-black to me, still experiencing a lot of beautiful music from their culture. So growing up with so much different music from so many different backgrounds really inspired me. And when I started DJing, I feel like I was just pulling from all the places that like really raised me. But now I do have a specific sound that I go to, and that's like within my experience of like being like a queer black person, you know. So it's like, and like playing music from that experience and from ballroom and giving homage to so many ancestors and people who are still alive, like you know, like Mike Q, like just all these incredible people, like Kevin Prodigy, like just all these Kevin Avions, you know what I mean? It's like Azealia Banks, like just beautiful black queer music that has made me feel like I can conquer anything in the world and I can get through any situation. Kalayla also, you know what I mean? Like just so much beauty, so much essence. So that's where my inspirations come from. And it's like, cool. I try to approach it in a way where it's like, I want you to feel free and I want you to feel safe and I want you to have fun. That is why I do this. It's not to get out there and like look cool. And please do not ever ask me for a request, because I don't do that.
All right. Well, we've got like 10 minutes left. I feel like I still have more questions. If you want to ask more questions, or we can get into another song.
Let's do some questions.
Issa, who does Off the Beaten Path, which is the show that airs just before this, started off talking about Black History Month. Do you have any words about the vibes? I've heard from multiple sources, multiple people, that it's been a weird Black History Month this month.
It's always a weird Black History Month. Listen.
Draining.
This is going back to the thing I said. Grab your bag. Grab that check. Cash it. Get your hair done. Get your nails done. Look pretty. Get some cupping. Get a massage. Drink some water. Surround yourself with people who love you and move on with your life, because
that's really good advice.
It might sound a little harsh, but look at where we live. And look at the conditions we live in. You know what I mean? And if you feel, as much as I hate that it's always us to have to uplift us, if you ever feel that the spaces you are yearning and longing for are missing, you have the power to create that. You are not limited. I have an art collective. If you don't know this, it's called Unity Arts Collective. You can search it up on Instagram. I started that. Every show I've done has been out of my pocket so far. Because grants are not as accessible. Everyone's like, get grants. Babes, sit down and apply for a grant for me then if you want me to get a grant so damn bad. But all to say is I took it upon myself to create a space that I wanted. And, you know, if you're listening to this and you feel often left out or you feel this, that, and the third, you can do that too. It's the same way I make music and I write the songs. I produce them. I sing them. I mix and master them. Am I the greatest in the world? Actually, yeah, I am. No, I'm joking. You know, I'm still learning and growing because that's the process. But it's like, don't limit yourself. And also, like, just do what makes you happy. And, like, if you ever feel like, oh, wow, this space is not here or this is missing, like, make it happen. Because the world, unfortunately, for people who look like me and, like, Black folks in general, is like, the world is most certainly ain't here to put you on or make you, like, they don't like the fact that a lot of us are popping. So you have to keep shining, keep grinding, keep doing you. And a part of that is creating space. And, you know, I think with that being said, it's okay to be sad if you feel like this Black History Month was weird. But it's like, I think I'm in an era in my life where it's like, I acknowledge things and I take an action. I don't like to sit there and dwell because I've done that my whole life.
That's what we need to hear.
And it ain't gotten me nowhere. You know what I mean? So, like, just, you know, if February is the only month that these people hit you up for, get all the gigs, get your money, boo, and move on. Because so let's not sit there and act like, you know, like, it's because at the end of the day, like, life has to go on. You know what I mean? We have to and find joy. And this month, it's like I wasn't able to have a dinner, but that was something I wanted to do. A dinner where it wasn't about work. It was just a bunch of Black creatives in a room having dinner, hanging out. And I wasn't able to do that because I'm busy. But that's another idea. It's like, I feel like, if you, again, like, if you ever feel like a space is missing or you feel like the community needs to be brought together, like, sometimes, like, you have to take that upon yourself. And, like, there's so many holistic ways of, like, showing care that doesn't have to be just all of us in a dark room at a rave. You know what I mean? Sometimes it can just be someone inviting everyone over at their house or booking a restaurant and, like, making dinner plans or inviting people to the park or poetry. Like, I had an ambient show this month, you know what I mean? And the whole lineup was Black. You played saxophone. I've never seen you play saxophone. It's fucking incredible.
Thanks.
But it's just like these little, like, these things that are not even little, these things that we can just, like, literally do to, like, be like, we're here and we're doing what we want to do and what we love to do. You know, and I feel like in a capitalistic world, it's like everything's kind of made about money and this, that, and the third. And it's like, yeah, Black History Month was weird. It was weird last year, too. You know what I mean? Like, and it might be weird next year, but, like, surround yourself with community and, like, live your best life and don't allow people not acknowledging you or creating space to deter you from existing within that and your essence, because you're capable, bitches. Like, come on, you know, like,
wow.
Vancouver is literally a little ass place. Like,
it is very small.
Don't allow this place to make you feel some type of way. Like, y'all are that bitch. Like, that, period.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. On a different note.
Yeah.
What's your star sign? I'm genuinely, like, just curious now. And, oh, Cancer.
I'm a Cancer.
What do you know? You're three. I know there's a lot of people that would want to know.
So my Sag moon, and then Sag moon, Cancer sun, Taurus rising.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very.
I have earth, fire, and water.
Whoa.
And how I operate, it's kind of like, it feels like I'm on earth and there's a fire and then there's water being poured over top the fire. That's how I would describe myself, genuinely.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm a Cancer. Don't date me.
What? Stop. Cancers are like low-key the best sign, though. Like, no, all the Cancers I've met are like...
We're fucking terrible.
Stop crying. Every Cancer I know cries.
We will not leave you alone. I'm sorry. No. There's no such thing as going no contact. What do you mean? What you mean? Okay. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I'm a Libra, so...
We're literally the best, like... Cancers are the best. June Cancer specifically. July Cancer is you're a little toxic, but I still love you. Yeah. Libras are funny.
Thank you.
Yeah, and very stylish and just like chill.
Nice.
I would date a Libra.
Really?
Yeah.
Libra's a good sign to date, I feel like.
I feel like y'all are. Y'all are just so chill.
Yeah, chill, people pleaser, air sign. I don't know. Okay.
Yeah.
We're running out of time, unfortunately. We are running out of time. I feel like I just had another question, but I forgot it. I pre-record all my shows, so I can't believe I'm even functioning on mic right now. Do you like the 11 p.m. show? Is it a good vibe? It's kind of late.
It's really interesting. I really like it. I just, on the way here, I like took the bus here, and I was like, la la la, I'm literally going to do a radio show right now. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But it's fun. It's fun vibes.
Cool.
I'm glad we didn't interview because honestly, like, I don't know. It was just nice to switch it up.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're listening to Saxophone La Nuit.
Do you have any more questions? Could we go over? Or do we have to like, it's a chop?
We can go over. I mean, if you want to play more music.
Do you have any questions? Any
hear more
questions,
music.
Though, or is that it?
Like
you have me in the lab. You can.
Yeah, I know. I'm like trying really hard. Okay, hold on. Let me see if there's any more fan questions coming in. If you're listening, feel free to call in because now we are conversing, so we can take callers.
You should have said that at the start.
Yeah, I know.
No, it's
sometimes
okay.
I don't because I'll get people calling in and then it stresses me out because I'm trying to figure out which buttons to press and such.
It's okay. I don't know if anybody's gonna call. It's like midnight.
Let's see.
It's midnight somewhere.
Sometimes
you will be staying up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your experience on radio? Like you have a show on B-side, right? Or no? Or do you play on B-side?
I've never played B-side in my life.
Dang.
The only radio that I've been on more like multiple times that really, really fucks with me is this one and Antennas in Montreal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that community radio or?
Yeah. It's kind of the same as this, but it's not in a school. Because right now we're in the we're in University of British Columbia. Which is crazy. Like, I just be hanging out in universities doing radio.
Do you have any, like, physical copies of your music? Like, do you burn CDs, tapes?
I've been thinking about CDs a lot because I used to work for a cleaning company. And the lady found these CDs in a room that we were cleaning. And I said, can I have them? And she said, yeah, you can. So now I just have mad CDs. And I've been thinking about burning them and, like, making debris or, like, adding a bunch of my music. But what I want to do, actually, is, like, send it to, like, Africa and, like, different parts of the world. And just kind of gift them to people. Because I feel like that would be cool to, like, be a child in Africa and you're listening to, like, AKA Sublime.
That'd be amazing.
Like, what?
Yeah.
I would have gagged as a kid. I would have been like, damn, this bitch is crazy. But she's lit.
I think that's how... There's this one album. Oh, there's someone calling in. Hold on.
Wait, there's someone calling in?
I'm going to try to answer it.
Answer it. I want to talk to them. How do you answer it?
I don't know.
Sora. It's right... There's a phone button right here. Mm-hmm. How do you not know?
It's kind of hard to...
Is it that?
On air, and then I have to turn up the volume for something here.
Are you picking up? Oh.
Yes, we got you. Hello, can you hear us?
Hello.
Yes, I'm here. I've been... Oh, no, I can hear myself. This is so distracting. I can hear you.
thanks for calling in. You got a question? You got a commentary?
I just wanted to say thanks for the show. This was really healing. I was like journaling and crying, and then I started listening in because I listened to the 1 p.m. show.
Aww. Nice.
I was also crying earlier, and I stopped crying because I was listening to the radio show, so I knew that this would be healing as well. Yay. I just want to say it's really sweet to like hear more of your music and also hear you live. Like, I've seen you DJ quite a few times, and I want to come to one of your shows sometimes. It just never aligns with my schedule, but I'm so proud to see how much you've grown. And also, I'm so excited for this poetry book that you were talking about. Like, are you going to print it out? Am I going to be able to buy this and have a physical copy one day? That's my one question.
Yeah, someone else also was like, yes to the poetry book. So
yeah, I'm actually going to print. Thank you so much for everything you just said. It means a lot. I'm glad that you feel like this is a space of healing. That's literally what I'm all about. And yeah, I'm actually going to be making copies of the poetry book, and, should I say that or not?
It's okay. You don't have to reveal too much.
That's all we need to hear.
There will be physical copies. It's just, I have a plan on how I'm going to distribute the copies, and I'm going to sell them in really funny places.
Okay.
And let's just say that when the poetry comes, I won't be here for people to like react to me about the poetry. I'll leave it there. That's kind of
cool. Well, I'm going to also probably be out of town by that point, but hopefully I can send somebody in town to go scavenge and find a copy.
Yeah.
You
love to read it.
When the poetry book comes out, what I will be doing is I will be posting about it on my Instagram, and then you can email me to buy a copy. But there will also be selected shops in Vancouver.
Okay.
Ooh, I love a good like selected shops release.
The poetry books will be at where you can go physically purchase them. But the shops, the whole idea is to just have it be funny. Like, one of the shops is, like, a hair salon that, like, I've been at once. And then, like, there's a store that I went in a while ago, and I was talking to this woman randomly about my poetry book, and she's like, oh, my God, you should come back, and you should sell your poetry book here. And I know a bunch of vintage people because I also, I'm kind of involved in that community a little bit, so I'm trying to...
Oh, yeah.
Get the poetry books in some vintage stores in Vancouver, and there'll also be some free copies, so some of y'all might be getting some free copies, so keep an eye out. But yeah, the poetry book is on the way, and I'm excited for people to read it. It's a poetry book that's about longing, yearning, and letting go, and I kind of take you through my process of that and like healing, and it's just like very mundane. And I talk about things like the rain, and I was actually writing this one poem called I Miss My Grandmother, and it's about the ways, just, yeah, like, literally missing my grandmother, but I talk about my relationship with, like, strength and, like, family and breaking that down and generational trauma, and, like, my grandmother passed away, and she had 12 kids, and most of them passed away except for, like, three to four left. And there's this one line where I say, my grandmother knew how to keep it together when people were dying. My grandmother knew how to keep it together when she was dying. So the poetry book is very much deep, but there will be moments that are funny. Like, I read some of the poetry at the ambient show, and I wrote a poem about a lover who, every time I would think about them, I would see them. And the poetry book, in the poem, I remember I was, like, on stage, and I was like, okay, I'm going to skip this part. And everyone would start laughing because I was like, I'm not.
I remember that.
This is first draft, so. But, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
thanks, Sora.
That's that about the poetry book. I'm excited for you to read it. And thank you for tuning in. It really means a lot. And thanks for calling in.
Thanks for sharing. Yeah. I'm so excited. I will have tear stains on the poetry book when it arrives. So I'm so excited.
Thank you. I hope you have a good night.
All right. Wow. I'm excited for the poetry book. Emotional.
Mm-hmm.
You're wholesome, emotional. It's probably not just because you're a Cancer. I hate to be that person that's like, you're such a textbook Cancer.
Yeah,
sign.
Everyone always is like, you're such a Cancer. And I'm like, no, I just love vulnerability and my emotions and being real about life. And like, life is hard. Cool. So it's like, why not make art out of it? Why not like be honest about what's happening, especially as an artist? It's like, my job is to create work about, you know, it doesn't have to be my life, but it's like, I live my life. I'm not going to go write poetry about Steve. I don't know shit about Steve or what Steve's been through. I know what I've been through and how it made me feel. So, you know, if you're out there and there's something you want to do and you're like, I'm so scared, like, please, like, do it. Even if you feel scared or embarrassed, like, there's so many moments in my career where I look back and I'm like, God, cringe. But also, I'm happy that that version of myself did that, because I would not be here today if that person didn't do that. So, I don't know. Like, I feel like last year was so hard, and the thing I really left with is, like, I have to lead with vulnerability, because vulnerability is truth. And it's like, it's so easy, especially nowadays, to like put on a perfect outfit and like have yourself together and like be on Instagram, like being here, being there with these people, doing this. And it's like, that's not the reality. The reality is that so many of us are struggling and we're unhappy and we're yearning and longing, and like, we want something to connect to. And it's like, that's what my music is, but it's also a space of celebration, because I feel like that's my life. It's like, there's the reality, but there's also those moments where I'm like, look how far you've made it. Like, you're here today, you're at a fucking radio station, for fuck's sake, like doing an interview, like you know. So
wow, yeah. Very wholesome. And if you're tuned in listening right now, I'm sure you've heard some things that you probably really needed to hear, actually. Because yeah, I feel like I don't hear about this stuff enough. So, thank you.
Should I play one more song?
Yeah, because I don't want to go too far over, but I do want to hear another song.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would be a good way to end it out. So.
Yeah. Thank you so much if you tuned in. I hope you enjoyed the music that's been played thus far. And I hope you enjoyed our little prompt to interview that was planned, actually. So it wasn't very prompt to, but we went a little bit deeper than we were supposed to. But it feels really good. I feel like I don't often, I don't know. Yeah. And thank you for having me on your show. It really means a lot.
I'm glad you could make it out.
And yeah, thank you so much to all the listeners. Thank you to CITR. Yeah, definitely. If you haven't heard the mixtape, go hear it on Bandcamp, and I'll keep posting, or trying to do my best to post about shows that I have coming up. And thank you all so much. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your night and rest of your month and year, and I will see you all very, very soon. Or you probably have no idea who I am, and you're like, who is this person talking to? You will not.